Last weekend, PR's Brenda Wilson traveled to southern West Virginia for a story that looked at how conditions in the coal mines affect the health of mine workers. The story brought back memories for Brenda, a coal miner's granddaughter.
Even now, a mine disaster gives me a small phantom tremor. I say phantom because no one in the family works in the coal mines anymore. Once upon a time, all the men did. And what I know of waiting when miners are trapped underground or there's an explosion comes from being a child watching adults frightened and powerless. My more immediate understanding is of what even a short career in coal mining can do to your lungs. Long before I was born, my grandfather had to leave the mines because it affected his lungs. He moved his family to a small town over the mountains in Virginia, where I was born and grew up. But the rest of his family stayed behind in and around the coal fields of Logan County. I was interviewing someone this week and discovered that he knew them all.
My name's Robert Schultz. Everyone called me Bob. I live at Sharpless.
You live at Sharpless? Sharpless. Now that's a name that took me back. I used to run through those mountain hollows as a kid in the summertime. Bob batted around names that seemed like exotic places, except they were familiar. Dobra, Clothier, Monclo. He knew my cousin Lon, who was a practical joker. One time, Lon was about to set off a blast, and the inspector told him he should shout, "Fire in the hole!" 3 times.
So Lon goes and wires the place up, and he brings the cord over, and he puts his "fire in the hole 3 times, good buddy," and shot it off. He's a good man. Yeah. He was.
That's what he said about my Uncle Frank, too. Uncle Frank died in his 70s, not too long after retiring from the mines. He was a frail figure of a man then, but he'd been really muscled when he was younger. Towards the end, he never seemed to get enough oxygen. And as I listened to Bob, I could hear him struggling for breath as well.
I had to quit in April of 07. I can't breathe.
Bob had been a smoker in his youth, quit, and took up smoking again when he was 30 to ease his nerves after coming upon the body of a miner who'd been electrocuted. Because he smoked, the company won't accept his diagnosis of black lung and pay him disability.
Honey, in this state, nothing's work-related. If you get a rock on top of your head, it fell off an airplane. It flew over the job.
My grandfather never smoked a day in his life, but I do remember that he spent his last days with a racking cough that drained him day by day of his vitality. I'm Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
This is NPR News.